Hi, everyone. I'm Haley Griffiths, and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode number 80. I'm Brian Peters, and this exciting week, we've got a ton to talk about on the social media front. Is the news feed as we know it gone forever? Instagram releases a major API update, drawing back the curtain of paying for social media followers, and lots more.
What a week for social media, for sure. I can't wait to dive into everything today, and there's a lot of actionable stuff for us, marketers, and brands to think about going forward, so let's kick things off. So I know lots of folks are probably anxious to hear about the Instagram change, and we will definitely spend quite a few minutes talking about that in this show. However, another bit of big news stuck out that really took us by surprise, and we just have to talk about this first. The article from Business Insider is titled, "Facebook just dropped a big hint that the news feed's days might be numbered."
Ooh.
And it came about from Facebook's quarter four earnings call on January 31st.
Wow. Yeah. So during the quarter four earnings call, Mark Zuckerberg discussed how social media usage is evolving. But one specific comment by Zuckerberg quickly attracted a lot of attention. Zuck said, and I quote, "We expect stories are on track to overtake posts in the feed as the most common way that people share across all social apps." So, doesn't it feel like we're sharing a groundbreaking announcement from Facebook every single week, Haley?
Oh my goodness, it totally does. This one is huge, though. I mean, scrolling through the newsfeed has been the basic way users interact with Facebook for the past decade, and it's really all we know. And the same goes for other social media platforms. It's just newsfeed focused. And even though Facebook has tinkered with the newsfeed algorithm over the years, the way we interact with content has remained largely consistent and unchallenged until now.
Yeah, exactly. And stories, by contrast, is obviously a newer format for sharing videos and pictures that's, you know, really like nothing we've ever seen before previous to these past couple of years. Snapchat started what is the modern day stories, but I'm not sure that many people ever imagined that the news feed would completely go away. And I'm sort of still trying to wrap my mind around it. And obviously, it's not going to happen anytime soon, but it really will be interesting to keep a close eye on that development over the next several months.
Definitely. I'm having a hard time wrapping my mind around it, too. Another big surprise that came from the Facebook Q4 earnings call was that Facebook reported that its users are spending 50 million fewer hours a day on their platform.
Wow.
50 million. That's a fairly significant decline in usage. And Zuckerberg mentioned that 2017 was a strong but, and I quote, hard year for the company. I don't know. Do you think that Facebook should be worried, Brian?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't really think that Facebook has anything to worry about for now. But, you know, when Zuck mentioned that 2017 was a quote unquote hard year, it's true. There was a lot of controversy, and Haley, you and I have talked about this before, but the feed just doesn't seem to be that valuable at the moment. I think the Facebook team will definitely double down on making sure their users are getting quality content every time they log onto the platform, which should help to reverse the trend.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that the feed is feeling valuable to me personally, so that's interesting to see reflected in Facebook. And one thing to note is that the decline in users is mainly from the US and Canada. They're still growing throughout the rest of the world, but Facebook is going to have to figure out some creative ways to re-engage these North American users if they want to get back on track.
So told you that was a big one from Facebook. So now the big update from the team over at Instagram. Essentially what they did was make a fairly significant change to their API, where Instagram business profiles can now schedule and publish content directly to the platform. That API is what third-party tools like us, Buffer, plug into in order to allow our users to access all of the different features that Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, etc. offer.
Exactly. And before, the Instagram API only allowed for simple push notifications for business and personal profiles to post to Instagram. In other words, you still had to post manually. You might have seen this in action if you're familiar with our Instagram Reminders integration over here at Buffer. But now, in what I thought was a fairly surprising move, Instagram is starting to open that up so that businesses have more opportunity.
Yeah, you know, Haley, I was actually really surprised by this move as well. But maybe it'll help to clear up exactly what this change is and then also, you know, what it isn't. So currently, the new feature, the beta that Instagram released, only allows users to post one photo with a single caption, which is obviously a big move and awesome, but it also means that you can't tag other users, add a location, change the filter, upload videos, etc. So at the moment, this new Instagram API beta is fairly limited in what you can actually do. And I know lots of our success with Instagram comes from all of the little nuances within the app itself, you know, things that I just mentioned, like tagging and everything. So just something to think on there.
I agree. It's strange too, because I've also been hearing reports from users who are testing out the new feature that their reach isn't what it was before, or that they're receiving some error messages along the way. So it'll be interesting to see how quickly Instagram rolls out new integrations to the API beta. Another thing that a lot of folks might be wondering is, when is Buffer going to offer this feature?
Yep,
when are we going to offer this feature? And the exciting news is that we are currently in talks directly with the Instagram team to get this going on our end.
Yep, so excited. I was part of those talks this week and we spoke directly with their team and we're working super hard to make this available for Buffer users as soon as we can. Of course, once we know more details, we'd be sure to share them with everyone. And just a quick note, when we do build this feature, and when we're building out this feature, we're going to build it in a way that gives our users a super seamless experience from start to finish. So as we mentioned, it's still a little basic, and so we certainly don't want our users to lose any functionality or customization along the way.
Up next, and this one went a little bit under the radar, but the New York Times released a huge article titled The Follower Factory. Basically, the New York Times pulled back the curtain on what is a massive industry of fake social media followers and bot accounts. They even went as far as listing the names of celebrities, businesses, entrepreneurs, and individual accounts that have purchased followers through these online followers marketplaces. And, you know, we've always kind of known there were fake accounts out there, but this just like really brought the problem into the light.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll share the link in the show notes in our news description. But the article mentioned that as many as 48 million of Twitter's reported active users, nearly 15%, are automated accounts. And in November 2017, Facebook disclosed to investors that it had twice as many fake users as it previously estimated, indicating that up to 60 million automated accounts may be on the world's largest social media platform. So at first I was sort of like, who cares, you know? But then I started to realize the power of these fake social media accounts. So obviously, you know, social currency and social proof go a long way.
Totally. I mean, just having a few hundred extra followers on your social media accounts can change people's perceptions about your brand or business. And then when these fake accounts or bots start engaging and sharing and retweeting your posts, they can help content spread across the web, as strange as it seems. Meanwhile, the majority of businesses are playing it straight and growing their social media organically. And sadly, it can put them at a real disadvantage.
Yeah, agreed. And then you think about social media influencers, right? They're literally paid based on social media following and engagement. So The more people influencers reach, the more money they make. But get this. So in fact, according to a study by Captivate, and this is like an influencer platform, you know, data research team, an influencer with 100,000 followers might earn an average of $2,000 for a promotional tweet, while an influencer with 1 million followers might earn $20,000. So pretty incredible.
Wow. And like, little does the business who's paying for the influencer know that their account might be made up of fake followers or bots.
Right, exactly.
It's just like not great. So lesson here, number one, is that social media networks will be doing their best to crack down on this as soon as they can. And number two, if your company is looking to invest in influencer marketing, definitely do your homework to understand who the influencer is you are hiring on a deeper level.
Couple quick but really interesting things to know before you go today. Twitter, quite brilliantly, released a behind-the-scenes photo upgrade that is significant, but you might not even notice it. So they've implemented a new system that will attempt to guess automatically which part of an image people will be most interested in viewing, and then make that the image preview within the feed.
I love this update, Brian, and I did not notice it. It took me seeing it in the news. Twitter has always been the one platform where I can't seem to figure out how they're going to crop the photos.
Yeah,
they seem to come off-centered, like they're just funky. And so it's really exciting to see this update from them. It seems small, but it's really a big thing. And I think the coolest part from all this is that they are actually using information to train neural networks to analyze user images. In other words, predictive analysis to guess which parts deserve the most space in the preview. So this technology has so many different use cases, and this is just one from Twitter.
Love it. And last but not least, and I can't believe I didn't know about this one before, but LinkedIn offers some pretty incredible website demographics. So by placing the LinkedIn tag, or pixel as lots of us know it as, on your website, you can get access to data such as job title, industry, job seniority, job function, company size, and a ton more.
All of this is so incredible. There's so much that you can do with it. For example, you can see the job titles that most often interact with your website, or whether your content speaks better to low or high seniorities, or even what size of company tends to visit your site most. And then you can use that information for advertising campaigns or just simply creating targeted content for your blog or website. Like, this is all awesome information to have.
Yep. So all you need to get started is to create an advertising account within LinkedIn. And don't worry, you don't have to spend a dime to get started or use this feature. And once you have that LinkedIn advertising account going, you just simply add the tag to each page on your website or use a tag manager, and you're all set to go.
Well, another wild ride of a week in social media, but that's what makes it fun, right? Thank you so much for being on this roller coaster with us here on The Science of Social Media.
As always, we'd love for you to join the conversation. Simply use the hashtag BufferPodcast on Twitter to get in touch, or shoot us an email at hello@buffer.com. Lots of more information about the new Instagram feature coming to Buffer soon.
Until next Monday, everyone.